Paul, what do you believe is the number one issue in Chapel Hill that needs to be addressed?
The number one issue, I think, is our escalating taxes. And we need to figure out some way to keep them from growing so quickly and hopefully stabilize them.
And in a general sense, how do you intend to address that and other issues as they come up?
For the taxes, it's pretty clear that we need more of a commercial tax base to reduce our individual tax burden for individual property owners. There's quite a few developments in progress. Obi Creek, Ephesus Fordham, and there's another development, I can't think of the name of it, by 86 and 40. So these are opportunities to develop more commercial space that will hopefully reduce our tax burden. The key is to make it, I think, mixed-use development so that people don't have to drive a long ways to buy whatever they need to buy, and we need to make sure that these commercial developments don't adversely affect traffic.
We're speaking with Paul Niebe, a candidate for the Chapel Hill Town Council. And Paul, how, as a member of the Town Council, are you going to make sure that all the voices of Chapel Hill are heard?
That's a great question. In fact, I try to make sure that every time I talk to people that I get their input. As a professional musician, we are trained to listen to every single voice. I could point out the examples in this room of different noises. But back to the question, there's a pilot program that Durham's running. It's called, it's run by Peak Democracy. And basically, it doesn't cost the town anything, and you get input from the citizens. And I think we should also join in this program. It's run by a company in California, a nonprofit, called Peak Democracy.
And what's one thing that sets you apart from the other candidates?
I think it's the fact that I'm a professional musician, and we have to think outside of the box. And we're always thinking, how can we do this better, and what's the solution? Instead of complaining about the problem, let's think about what's the solution and how can we make it better.